remember listening to tracks from Cosmos as far back as last year on Fernando Corona's website. That work seemed a bit different than his other music to date, and at the time it was going to be released as an EP of some sort. Time passed, though, and Corona, aka Murkoff, expanded upon the pieces he had created, eventually coming up with enough work for a new full-length album. Those newer pieces continued in this more expansive vein, and although there are still hints of his earlier microsound movements in this massive 6-song release, Cosmos truly finds him moving someplace new entirely. There are a lot of comparisons that one could draw when listening to this newest release from Murkoff. Everything from the massive orchestral and electronic compositions of Johan Johansson to the classical stylings of Georgi Ligeti, and even the deep slabs of ambience by Stars of the Lid. The micro-program beats are still there in places, but they've been toned back and refined to fit within the slightly different sound. Suerpo Celeste opens the release, and it makes it pretty apparent that things aren't going to be the same. Unfolding over 9 minutes, it sets some quiet string pulses over deep space drones and a couple dots of chimes. As it progresses, the string flourishes build over the expanse of space, eventually flourishing with melodic swells that incorporate organ, low bass rumbles, timpani crashes, and ghostly choruses. Tracks like Cielo and Cometa are a lot closer to work on Remembranza and Utopia, but both of them groan with sort of a slow-burning intensity that wasn't quite as apparent on past efforts. The latter is particularly effective, with crackling waves of feedback that slither through the string and piano-touch track, always keeping it on edge as it unfurls with gorgeous melodic swells. Two-part album-titled tracks are where the release really separates itself, though. Cosmos 1 opens with just a flickering of deep space radio wave chatter, but by halfway through has turned into a monolith of a song, blending filtered strings, organ, vocals, and other elements into something almost doom-worthy. Then, that the album closer Oort is probably the most sparse piece on the album, running almost 13 minutes while shifting through several mini suites, with a couple dying string moans that give the sound of a last gasp attempt at contact with human life. Thank you. Among his best work to date, Cosmos finds Corona expanding his boundaries even more, and in the process creating something more timeless. As with all his releases, it's absolutely immaculately produced, and with upcoming colder temperatures, I imagine it will be an even more heavy rotation.